Pope Benedict XVI this week appointed a new Archbishop of Glasgow, 61-year-old Philip Tartaglia, who is to be installed in St Andrew's Cathedral on September 8th, as the successor to Archbishop Mario Conti, who is 78 years old and served in the position for 10 years. Chris Altieri spoke with Archbishop Tartaglia about the challenges and opportunities facing him in his new ministry.
Well, in some ways I'm coming home because the Archdiocese of Glasgow is my native diocese, where I was baptized and I was ordained a priest for that diocese, and it's my native city. So I'm very honored and humbled to have been made Archbishop of Glasgow, and very thankful to Pope Benedict for his trust in me. I think the main challenges will be, first of all, the day-to-day oversight of quite a significant diocese and the ongoing core mission of the Church to preach the Word of God, to celebrate the sacraments, to bring the community together in love and in service. These are the things that go on all the time in any diocese, no matter what the historical circumstances are. But the historical circumstances are you know, present their own challenges, and I think some of them are these. I think the whole church is trying to work out how to evangelize more effectively. And that's something that we're sharing in. And I'll be going to the Synod in October, the Synod of Bishops on the New Evangelization, which is a good way, I think, to start my ministry as Archbishop of Glasgow.
Can I stop you there for a second? Because I'm glad you touched on the question of the new evangelization. It's something that's been quite dear and an essential part of the Pope Benedict's program. It's also connected with the whole question of Catholic identity. And one thinks of the church in Glasgow, and, you know, one is neither Glaswegian nor Catholic, nor Glaswegian Catholic by accident.
That's right. I mean, there's a natural sense of identity in the Catholic Church in Glasgow, simply because of the historical circumstances in which the Church has existed in Glasgow for the last couple of hundred years. So that there is a sense of togetherness and of identity. However, that has been eroded by many of the less positive aspects of modernity, the breakup of family life, the difficulty of the pressures on family life, the difficulty in believing, the lack of coherence with which the faith and teaching of the Church is sometimes received, the general crisis of values in Western society. These have all kind of eroded, to some extent, the Catholic identity. But it's still there, and you can see it. You saw it when the Pope came to Scotland a couple of years ago, and on other occasions. So there is something very much very good to work with there. But we really need to build on it and to repropose the faith to each other, I think, in a more exciting and a more convinced and in a more also in a way which is, without being not arrogant but more trusting and confident in the power of Jesus Christ.
What do you think, Archbishop, as you come into your new ministry, is concretely the most significant hurdle to overcome so that this work of recovery, if I may, could go forward?
Yeah, I would like to have more vocations to the priesthood, I think, in the diocese, and that's one thing that I will be stressing, a deeper sense of devotion and worship, and also and here I'm not striding out, as it were, into absolutely new territory, because the Archdiocese has been doing this already. It's not that I'm coming and it's year zero, but I think that you know, we have to continue to work with young people and to strengthen their faith, and also education in the faith continues to be a most important sort of pastoral priority. Also, there are challenges which are associated with our self-presentation to the political class and to the elite class, which, if you like, has adopted almost entirely and uncritically the whole liberal agenda. And so we have to constantly re-propose a Christian vision of the dignity of the human person, of the family, and of the human project as a whole. And that isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. And you know, it's all crystallizing these days around the subject of same-sex marriage, which has, as it were, is expressing the whole kind of crisis in the relationship of the church to society.
It's just from a clinical point of view, and quite apart from the palpable urgency of it, a morbidly fascinating sort of development, isn't it? This disintegration of our common moral vocabulary. Is that something recoverable at all?
Well, I mean, I think we have to say it is, because it's in the grasp of the human will to decide freely for the good, and I don't think there's any such thing as historical inevitability. There may be some historical trends which hold dominion or hold sway for a while, but I think we must hope that we can recover, and that society will see that in some ways some of the things that are going on are just destroying itself. So we have to give hope and vision to the world in which we live, however much unwelcome it is at the present.
Now, if I could keep you for just another second, because I enjoy listening to the way you're sort of talking about the cultivation of this sort of happy warrior's disposition as we engage the public square. But one of the things that the Holy Father said to the U.S. bishops when they were here on their ad limina visits is something that I think might be applicable across the Anglophone world and the Western world in general. Yeah. That what the Church needs to do is to be bringing rational arguments to the public square.
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, many of these subjects are highly emotive, and rationality is difficult to come by, and there's an impatience with rationality, in my view, but I think nonetheless we still have to patiently propose what the Christian vision is. But certainly in my experience, recent experience especially, the level of emotiveness which surrounds the hot button topics in society is very high, and it's you tread on a landmine every time you go there, and there's a great deal of impatience, and sometimes it's even, you know, the language that's used is manipulative, and it tends to close down dialogue rather than open it up.
How good are we Catholics generally? How good is the Church in Scotland right now at sort of at recapturing control of the broader social narrative, if I may? And how much better do we have to be?
I think we're the strongest voice for it, and you know, when the media wants or is looking for a clear Christian voice on these subjects, it comes to the Catholic Church. So they know, and people at large are generally grateful for the Catholic voice on this, even if they're too afraid themselves to say it. They're generally grateful, and they know that if we don't speak, nobody will speak. So while we haven't captured the public narrative, I think, or recaptured it, I think that the voice that we have is prophetic and is welcomed by many people, if not by the social elites.